The regal strains of the Olympic theme music gave way to the driving beat of Donna Summers on Friday night as the Olympic Games officially kicked off. The opening ceremonies were spectacular at times, solemn at others, and once in a while, a little strange. Jeff Calkins is a sports commentator for the Commercial Appeal in Memphis, and he joins us now from Turin, Italy, to help us relieve a little bit of the magic. Thanks very much, and welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me, Neil. I appreciate it.
There's no way we can capture that entire ceremony in a few minutes' time, but give us a few highlights for those of us who didn't see it. Dancing cows?
Well, they were dancing cows. I thought the single best moment. They were men with flames coming out of their helmets as they rollerbladed around. I thought the best moment was there were roughly 400 people who worked in careful synchronization to form a giant ski jumper with the skis elevating at the right moment and whatnot. But I think the part of the ceremony that has been most commented on is their strange choice of music for folks to walk into. And as you point out, it was shockingly disco.
Two by Donna Summers, in fact.
Two by Donna Summers. Well, it began, and you know, when the parade begins, and it really is the moment, it tends to go on a little long, but this is what the athletes have earned, the moment when they get to walk into the stadium. And so here comes Andorra. And Andorra walks into the strains of Casey and the Sunshine Band.
That's the first thing I think about when I think of Andorra.
Andorra. Armenia then comes into the Doobie Brothers. There might be a half-pipe reference there, but they come into the Doobie Brothers. Poor Belgium and Bermuda, they get Michael Jackson, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. And it proceeded downhill from there, really.
Ethiopia and Bad Girls.
Yeah, I thought that was a particularly inspired choice. Ethiopia and Bad Girls. Finland, who can forget Finland? Who doesn't associate Finland with hot stuff? I'm looking for some hot stuff, baby, tonight. Israel had one of those Donna Summer numbers you talked about. I feel love, I feel love, I feel love, I feel love, I feel love. Serbia and Montenegro to YMCA.
And
Uzbekistan to Burn Baby Burn. But the single best one, clearly, and I don't think anyone will argue, was Iran that walked in to Funky Town.
As you pointed out in your article in the newspaper, maybe Funky Town and Tehran not linked in anybody's mind.
Yeah. When you think of funky towns around the world, I'm not sure that Tehran is the first one that springs to mind. And I get the sense that it was, I mean, clearly they didn't say Burn Baby Burn Uzbekistan, that's what we need. And I don't think anyone thought of Iran and Funky Town. It seemed to be a random selection of 70s and 80s music, K-Tel style. And you could probably get the soundtrack somewhere for $11.95. And, you know, it was really for the country that brought us Verdi and Puccini, it was an interesting selection, because clearly they had full control over the creative component and the whole opening ceremonies. And it wasn't the international one with the ICC that was IOC that was forcing them to play this sort of claptrap.
Is what we saw on TV? Now, were you in the stadium, or were you watching?
Yeah, I was in the stadium. Although you've asked a very subtle question, because I've been to five Olympics and I've written five columns from opening ceremonies, and for two of them I have been in the stadium. They're specially ticketed events, so your general credential doesn't get you in the doors by yourself. You need a ticket apart from that. But I was in the stadium on this one. Yeah,
and it has to be asked. I mean, these events are unbelievably sappy at times and unbelievably silly at times. They're way long, as you suggested, but in the end, hard to argue.
Yeah, I find them moving, if you want to know the truth. I find them moving. I mean, when you've got a closer, too, like Pavarotti, you've got an unfair advantage, really. But I'm a sap to the core, and I think most people... You know, the first column that I did when I was actually in the arena was at Athens. And it was the worst column I wrote because I was so sort of overawed by the whole thing that I was really, you know, I sort of was maudlin about it. But it is hard to argue. I don't know that I could sit there and watch it all on TV just because it goes on for a long time. But it really, I mean, it's a tremendous festival. It's a great celebration. Yeah. Each one of the flag bearers has his own or her own story to tell. And, yeah, I'm a sucker for this stuff.
Jeff Calkin, wiping the tears from his eyes in Turin, Italy. Thanks very much for being with us.
You're nice to have me, Neil.
Jeff Calkin writes about sports for the Memphis Commercial Appeal, and he joined us by phone from Turin, Italy. And this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Funky Town.